The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hello and welcome to another edition of WFAN Daily. It is a special edition ahead of a historic weekend in Saratoga with the Belmont Stakes for the first time ever changing venues to Saratoga Racecourse. Now, we've made this a tradition in recent years, whether it be on the overnight show when I was hosting the overnights or last year on the WFAN Daily podcast. Did we do this on the podcast last year, Willis? I forget. I feel like we did it last year at some point.
No, well, we didn't do it on the podcast, but what we did do, which I got to bring up a beef, we did it when BT was at a studio, so I had to sneak in.
Oh, and you came on the air, and then we had it as a podcast version. Okay, so we've had you on the last couple of years. This is Saratoga. Wills, of course, we've had him on now multiple times. Generally, it's ahead of my yearly visit in the summer to Saratoga. This time, it's special with Belmont being in Saratoga. So we welcome in Saratoga Wills right now. Dude, what is it like? I'm coming up there on Friday. What is it like right now, the atmosphere in town?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I was just this morning, I was just headed out to the gym, and I literally drive right by the track, and this is 6:30 in the morning. Tons of people kind of already shuffling in. Last night was really interesting. So this is a four-day festival, right? So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then last night, they basically shut down Broadway, which was awesome. There was a concert, thousands of people. I haven't seen how many yet, but it's like we're starting to shake the soda bottle even for these 4 days. So I think, I don't know, the town's pretty excited. I know the locals are excited as well. I'm sure there's tons of people coming in.
Well, so that was going to be my next question. What are we looking at here where you have, you know, normally track season's in and you're going to have some out-of-towners in there. People stay for the summer. This is obviously a one-off. I didn't even realize that track season is not going to be open for another 6 weeks. So is it going to be mostly out-of-towners traveling in or just the locals taking advantage of having a triple a crown race in their backyard?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, we haven't done it, right? So my guess is probably a lot of people from out of town. I mean, because it's a triple crown race, I think it's slightly different. But like you said, Saratoga racing season doesn't start until mid-July. So we're a good 6 weeks away from that. So again, having racing now, I think is awesome. But I think even the local town officials are trying to figure out what this is going to be like. So I'm interested to see. I feel like it's going to be a lot of out-of-town people, but just a small thing. I was talking to a friend the other day. The schools are closed tomorrow. So I guess they had a lot of, extra snow days they didn't use. I'm not sure how that works, but, you know, they're shutting down the schools. So I think it's going to be pretty busy tomorrow and obviously Saturday with the big day.
And what about from the national aspect of it? Saratoga is – obviously, people understand horse racing. People understand the charm of Saratoga, the history of Saratoga. This is different. This is a different animal. You could feel it. I feel it. We were watching, during the BT and Sal show, during the midday, I was watching some of the races that they have on as we tape this on Thursday afternoon, and it just feels big. It's not normal. This is a national-level triple crown race. Has the town – are they ready for that type of, the exposure that Saratoga is going to get on a national level hosting a triple crown race?
100%. Yeah. And the only reason I say that is this town, for those that don't, I mean, it breathes horse racing, you know, it's done. So the Saratoga Racetrack, it's the oldest running sports venue in the nation. So, whether Belmont Stakes, Traverse Stakes, the Whitney, I mean, the list goes on in terms of big races that are up here, but, yeah, it gets national attention. I think it brings, you know, from my perspective, tons of national attention just to horse racing in general, which is really much needed, and a growing kind of, you know, fan base that's out there. But this town breathes it, as you know.
Yeah.
And this is just gonna be another notch in the belt, and it's gonna be this year and next year. So I don't know if people really realize that as well.
Well, that's what I was going to get to, actually, my next question. So just explain real quick why this is happening and that it's going to happen again next year. So this is not just a one-off. It will be happening again next year as well.
Yeah. So big picture. So NYRA, right, New York Racing Association, runs basically at three tracks, right? So their circuit. They run at Saratoga. They run down an aqueduct, right? And then they also run at Belmont. So Belmont right now is they're knocking down. I think they just knocked down their entire grandstand, or in the process of it. So they're rebuilding that. So that's going to take a couple years to do. And as a result, instead of rushing that, they just said, "Hey, let's kind of host this at another New York track." And you know, thankfully for us, it's up at Saratoga. I mean, Belmont is running at Aqueduct anyway. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but they're not running at Belmont currently, but they will be in a couple of years.
And who controls all this? Like, you have season tickets, I know, to the racetrack. As a matter of fact, Moose, I was talking to Moose yesterday. He's like, "Where are you sitting?" I'm like, "I assume I'm sitting in Wills' seats," but actually it's a good question. I don't know, because sometimes we've seen that before, like the Stanley Cup Finals, for example, isn't the teams. That's taken over by the league. The Super Bowl is taken over by the league. Is the Belmont Stakes taken over by NYRA, or is this a Saratoga thing?
NYRA runs the show. It was funny. I was just texting with Moose. He was asking me if I was going. I was like, "Of course I'm going, Moose." I was like, "Are you going?" He's like, "You know what he says to me?" He goes, "No, I got my kids' hockey games." I was like, "Oh, you're a great dad." So I was like,
I had to do the same thing. Yeah. Last night I was like, "Are you going?" I'm going. He's like, "Oh, no." I'm like, he said the same thing with the hockey game. So, but yeah, I mean, he asked me where I was sitting, and I said, "I assume your seats." So even though NYRA is controlling this, you still have your same seats or no?
Yeah, I do. They actually did a great job with it. They, if you were a season ticket holder, they allowed you kind of pre-sale. So we have the exact, you know, four seats that we have for the Saratoga meet. It's completely sold out. I think they're capping it on Saturday at 50,000 people. But they did a good job with it, because I was worried about that, to your point. Like, how am I going to get tickets? Are they going to be crazy expensive? The thing they did do is they sold, you know, so our tickets are for all 4 days, right? So you can get single day tickets, but I have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So hopefully this afternoon I can head over there and just check it out, see what's going on.
So you bought the strip, a little Saratoga strip.
There's a little strip. That's right. Like the All-Star strip. That's right.
Now, right. When we were there together too at Citi Field, what was that? 2013, right? Had to be 2013. Yeah. All right. So real quick, tomorrow, what are we looking at? You and I, forget about like breaking down the actual races. What are we looking at? We get up there early. I can't wait. Packing the truck up tonight with surf sides. We'll be ready to go tomorrow morning. They're nice and early. Racing starts tomorrow at 12 or 1. What are we looking at post time?
Yeah, the racing tomorrow, I believe, starts around 12:30. Yeah, so depending, when do you think you'll get here? I guess let's start there.
Let's say we leave. You know, I want to leave at 9. My wife, you know, probably end up leaving like 9:30, 10 maybe. I'd say we'd be there definitely before 12 o'clock, I would think.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't need to get exactly there at, you know, the first race going off. But yeah, I mean, you'll kind of come in, right? We'll settle you in, relax. And then,
yeah,
you know, the big race tomorrow, there's a couple big races tomorrow afternoon. So I think we can kind of hang out at the house for a little while. Make sure, you know, we're not in the move too much. And then we'll head to the track for the bigger races. I don't know. Maybe we'll go over there 3-4 o'clock, check out the surfside area. I know that's.
Yeah, I want to check that out. All right. So tomorrow we'll get a feel a little bit. Check out the races later in the day. Get a feel. Now, do you expect tomorrow, even today, like what are we looking at with the track? Is it going to be packed even on, you know, today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I think today will be all right. They're calling for rain today, which is pushing off. But, yeah, shoot. but it'll be fine tonight. Tomorrow's supposed to be really nice. I think tomorrow and Saturday are the two big days. So if you look at any Triple Crown race, there's big races all 4 days, but Friday, Saturday, biggest races that they have. Another buddy was telling me, I was like, hey, you going today? He's like, nope, I'll be in Friday, Saturday. So anyone I'm talking to is in Friday, in Saturday, you know, home on Sunday.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I was texting. Well, I mean, okay, I'll tell you that one off the air, but there's going to be somebody special there as well that you might have met. Well, I'll just tell you. I was texting with Jack Francesa, who's Mike Francesa's son, and we had him on this podcast, of course. I know he's a big horse racing guy, and I was like, hey, you going to be there? And he is. So I think the big guy will be there with his.
I was going to say, it's Big Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Big Mike will be there. Of course. I mean, come on. It's the Belmont in Saratoga. This is historic. Actually, when you and I talked about this, like, you know, obviously I'm a baseball fan. I'm not like a horse racing nut, but I do love Saratoga. And I've never been myself to a Triple Crown race. This is history here. So even with the Mets in London or the Yankees taking on the Dodgers at Yankee Stadium, which is going to be an exciting weekend for me, there's no place I'd rather be than in Saratoga on a historic Saturday for the Triple Crown. I mean, this is sick.
It's so sick. I was like, I don't think it hit me till, I mean, maybe this morning when I was kind of, like I told you, I was driving by the track, but
yeah,
this is an epic event and I'm thrilled, you know, you and the family are going to be up here. So
I do have a couple of questions logistically. Yeah. Maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. So like, sure. How does it work normally when track season starts? You would think like, okay, they ramp up for big track season. Here it is with the push from start to finish, with the workers there, what they have going on there. To have a one-off, which is a massive four-day festival, Triple Crown race, and to get the track up and running and then shut it down, like, how's that going to work? Can I expect the same food shops to be open if we're going this weekend? Can I expect the same, you know, everything about the track the same way that it would be in the summer? Is that going to be the way that it is now for this weekend?
That's my understanding. My understanding is everything's open. Everything's ready to go. The one, this is not going to make you happy, but the one change.
Better not be the chips.
It's not the chips. Good
okay,
news.
I'm
that's
good.
That's our pro. Yeah. We're good on the chips. If any of your listeners don't know, you're obsessed with those chips, and as am I. So they're fair.
The Saratoga chips and dip. That's the reason I go. That's the whole thing. Right.
Absolutely. So the one change, which this was controversial locally, is so let me back up for the Saratoga meet. One of the beauties of it, right? You can wheel in whatever you want as long as it's not in glass containers, right? You want soda, you want juice, you want alcohol, you want Surfside cans, bring them all in, make the best of it, right? Do whatever people love it, bring the whole family. The change, ready for this, is for the Belmont Stakes, no alcohol can be brought in via cooler. So
That's a massive change.
So
that's a massive change.
Yes. So
that hurts. It hurts the wallet because us now drinking Surfsides all day long on the house, basically, we got to pay for them, whatever they are, right? Or whatever it is that you're drinking. But yeah, no alcohol being brought in at all.
No, yeah, 100%. And it's funny, like this past week or so, there are people previewing the track, they're running around, and I'm getting all these screenshots of how much all the beer and, you know, alcohol costs. So I was like, well, we'll figure it out. But that was announced months ago, and there was a lot of local buzz around that. But we were hoping they were going to change it just for everybody, you know, because a family of four or a couple couples walk in, you want to bring what you want. So
you can still go in and leave, right? Like if you get a stamp or a band or anything, you can walk in and re-enter later.
Well, so I have bad news. I have second set of bad news. I didn't think you were going to ask me that. So for Belmont Stakes, no re-entry. So
on Saturday, you're saying?
On Saturday, correct. So
this is not necessarily for you or I, But when you're talking about wife and kids, sometimes they go back. Like, we've been there, you know, even pre-wife, when I was coming up with some ex-girlfriends, they'd come in for a little bit, leave, maybe come back. That cannot happen Saturday.
Yeah, well, so I know it can't happen Saturday. Not sure if it can happen any other days, but I was reading about that, about like some of the rules. Because I was trying to figure out what was different, right? I was trying to figure, like, I'm used to my routine, where to go, all that other stuff. But the obviously the alcohol, and I saw no re-entry. I know for sure on Saturday. We'll have to check it out on.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a problem. We just have to figure that out. Again, we'll adjust here. And I actually look forward. I do want to check out the Surfside. I'm curious, when you go check it out today, let me know some of the info on that. I'm looking forward to it, though. In town, last thing we'll do is we'll do the handicap, the race, or at least just discuss the Belmont, the actual race itself. Town, the town's got to be going nuts right now. I know you said, you know, the Blues Travelers or whatever on Wednesday, the festival, the shutting down the streets. Do you expect it to be like nuts more so than even the heat of the summer downtown?
100%. It's absolutely nuts. I ran in, not to bring back the gym again, but I ran into someone at the gym that's a bartender at one of the downtown restaurants, and we were just talking, and I was like, well, how's it going? And she's like, for our restaurant, she goes, we have over 200 people on the wait list to get it, the wait list. So it's going to be absolutely absurd. I mean, there's plenty of restaurants, just so people know, there's hundreds of restaurants. There's, you know, a few handfuls of really good ones, but it's going to be insane. I think I'll check it out today. I'll let you know. Obviously you'll see it tomorrow, but.
Tomorrow, to your point, I'm sure some people start coming in today, but really tomorrow is going to be where you're going to start to feel the impact of who's coming in from out of town to witness this historic event. All right. As for the actual race, have you looked at it? You're an actual handicapper with this stuff. Sometimes I'll follow your lead. Sometimes I'll just eye the horse up. Sometimes I'll look at the name. That's generally how I do it. I can't read a program. I don't know how to do it. I never really took much interest in it. What are you looking at here as far as betting purposes? Were we getting good value for the actual Belmont Stakes?
Yeah, so I think the way you do it is totally fine. Full disclosure. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you look at these races for hours and you're shocked. But interesting race. So we have 10 horse field, right? Very, very deserving favorite. So there's a horse called Sierra Leone, ran in the Derby, finished. Lost by a nose in that race, well rested, did not run in the Preakness and is now showing up in this horse. So going to be hard to beat. As you know, I'm not a favorites better. So the question,
no value.
Yeah, there's no value in it. Probably go off, you know, 9 to 5, something like that. You know, even money for what you bet. So, you know, somewhere close to that. There's a couple other horses. I do like, so the horse that ran in the Preakness, a horse called Seize the Gray, it is a tough ask, I think, to bring it. It ran in the Derby, ran the Preakness. Now we're bringing it back again just a few weeks later. I think that's tough. However, I'll give you a little kind of interesting tidbit that's in my head. The father, right, of Seize the Gray is a horse called Arrogate, or Sire, right? And Arrogate, one of my favorite horses, actually years ago, won the Travers race at the same distance and won it in record time. So it's kind of an interesting horse to me. And then there's probably two other horses that stick out. I'll give you kind of a little bit more of a long shot. A lot of people are on a horse called, I think it's Antiquarian, something like that. That's a horse I really like. That'll be high odds. I'll probably be a lot on that horse. And then one probably nobody. I'll give you another one that nobody will probably pick, called the Wine Steward.
The Wine Steward.
Yep. So it's a horse I really, really like, trained by Mike Maker. I think it has a shot. It's a third start as a 3-year-old, and I think it could run well. But so we'll see. I mean, you know what it's like, man. It's hard to pick winners.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be betting against each other here as we're watching this race together. I want to have some fun, but I do like, I think, Doorknock. Doorknock, it is Doorknock. Is that how you say the name? I think so.
Yeah. That...
Doorknock down the stretch at the Belmont here at Saratoga. 15-1 right now, although I've never heard of the trainer or the jockey, but I do like the name. I like those one-off names. We got to give it a little more further thought. Is it, I'm assuming it's the same distance as it would normally be, correct?
Good question. No, no. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you. So, yeah, mile and a half is normally what Belmont is run at. This will be run, at a mile and a quarter. And if for those like, well, why is that? There's probably a lot of people like, well, why do they change that? It has to do with like the track configuration. So, the Belmont track is huge, nicknamed the Big Sandy. Obviously that's not where they're running, but then up in Saratoga, their outer track in dirt is only a mile and an eighth, right? So where they have the horses have to start, if they kept it at a mile and a half, they would start literally on the turn. And that they just, for safety, they just don't want to do that. So they made,
wow. Yeah. That I'm glad I asked that question. I just assumed, I was like, well, it's a Belmont Stakes. So you're going to have it the same distance. But I also assumed that I knew Belmont was big, but I assume that maybe Saratoga could also house that same length. Now, how does that impact the betting? I'm sure the odds are obviously factored in that. Doesn't that, because usually I'll look at, well, the Derby and be like, oh, well, you could take a long shot. Does that then favor the favorites?
Hard to say. I think my take on it is this. I think when horses stretch out to about a mile and a half, it's not as normal for horses to run that far. So it kind of starts to eliminate some horses. Now, backing it up to a mile and a quarter, mile and an eighth, I think you're going to see a pretty competitive field. I think you're going to see a lot of horses that can, you know, get up and run this distance. I think there's a couple of them that don't know if we can get that far, but it's one thing to go an extra eighth of a mile. It's another thing to go an extra almost, you know, kind of quarter of a mile. So we'll see. I think it'll be a very, very competitive field. I think it's gonna be a wild. I still can't believe it, to be honest with you. It's wild.
This is sick. I can't believe it either. My body is just not. My mind is not ready for it. Like usually, I come up there. It's July. It's August. You're in the middle of the summer. We're excited track season. It's early June. It's not even track season, and yet it's going to be the most historic event. Having a triple crown race there is the distance from our seat to the Surfside Lounge going to be the same?
Okay. That's really identical. So there's two distances that are identical. Us to the Surfside Lounge, as well as you to the at the Saratoga Chip.
Baby, that's right. Make sure those Saratoga. As long as they have that, we're good to go. I'm looking forward to it. You think we're going to see? I mean, there's got to be Triple Crown races. Always draw celebrities.
Yeah.
And now that it's in Saratoga, are we expecting? You know, like Francesa, yes, Parcells. I'm sure he'll be there too. He's a famous. Maybe, you know, Portnoy, again, big celebrities that are historically at Saratoga. But do you think we're going to see some people outside of the norm being brought in for this?
100%. Yeah, you'll see. We'll see. Actually, a friend just texted me. Do you remember Vito from The Sopranos? They just ran into him at Purdy's, the local liquor store up here. So
I don't know if I want to see him. Joe Gattis, he used to call the fan all the time. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so again, I think there's going to be celebrity sightings all around. But the one thing we got to check out, I know you haven't asked me yet, but you always like wondering what's new at the track.
Yeah.
I'll try my best to explain it. You know how like you go underneath that original clubhouse area, like the Jim Dandy Bar. I don't know if So they've totally revamped all of that. So they opened it up. They opened up the underneath the clubhouse. They opened up the Jim Dandy Bar. You can now see the track. You can see out to the paddock. All the inner parts of the betting windows all redesigned. At this point, I'm mixed on it till I see it. The feedback is it looks pretty good, but obviously it's that with Saratoga, it's always the mix of trying to keep the old historic charm with kind of updating, you know, for modern amenities. So I know you're an old school guy too. So we both share that.
I mean, that's the charm of Saratoga, the old school, but I know that they built stuff, you know, beyond the finish line, right. And they built all that stuff up in recent years. And now this inside, I can't wait to check it out. I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a fun weekend, a historic weekend, looking forward to, and look, hopefully it can come back up in the summer again. And maybe we'll do this again, but if not, see you next year. Now, what was your last beef? You had beef with BT?
My beef with BT is like, I feel like he's a horse hater, you know, it's like, I feel like he doesn't want to come to Saratoga and I feel like I was like thinking about this. And I don't know if this ever happened to you, but like when I was really young and you would, you know, you'd get like a really cool babysitter, you know, they'd take you out for like ice cream. Mm. And like, well, don't tell your parents. Like, I feel like that's what me and you chat about Saratoga. It's like, we got to do it without BT, you know, we got to make sure that he doesn't know about it, but he's welcome. We want to give him the Saratoga experience. Hopefully he can kind of come in for us and we'll show him a really good time. And as you know, what I always say, I've told you for years, I tell everybody, Saratoga is not just about the horse racing. If you're not into horse racing, there's so much to do. You can even still go to the track. There's music, there's drinks. You know, it's a big, big party. You want to sit in the picnic area. The whole thing is amazing. Downtown, as you know, is amazing. Shopping and restaurants. We got Lake George to the north. We got SPAC over here. You can go see a concert. So just there's so much in this area that I know this is focused on, you know, Belmont. I know not everybody's into horse racing, and I totally understand that. But there's a lot to do up here, as you know, to make it a fun weekend.
I think that's the best thing that you could say. It's not just about the horse racing. I'm a fringe horse racing fan, but I love the town of Saratoga. The track is a big part of it, but it's just a great town. If you haven't been, you really should check it out. Give me a year or so on BT. We just got him talking hockey, so I had to get that in first with the Rangers. Maybe next year we'll get him talking some horse racing. And I'll tell you, I'd love to come up there and do a show one of these years. I'm trying to work on that, so eventually maybe we could do that. All right. Saratoga Wills, thank you as always for your insight. We'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to it. That does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Enjoy your weekend.